Express concerns after the UK's highest court ruled the policy was unlawful last month. Domestic legislation will also be put through Parliament next year. Legal expert Joshua Rosenberg explains why a formal treaty with Rwanda wasn't done before.
Well, because it's more difficult. You need to lay it before Parliament for 21 days. It can be debated in the House of Commons. It can be challenged in some way. On the other hand, it's more binding, and it's the sort of thing that might persuade a court next time round that the government's serious.
President Zelensky will speak to US politicians by video link later as he calls for more military aid for Ukraine. Joe Biden is trying to secure further help for the country as it fights Russia's invasion, but his rivals are threatening to block the funding. Climate campaigners say an unprecedented number of fossil fuel lobbyists are at the COP28 conference in Dubai. The Kick Big Polluters Out coalition says almost 2,500 members of the industry are at the talks. The food charity Fair Share has found 3/4 of people using food banks are women. Their survey also suggests 1/3 of people who need support are employed as a result of wages having failed to keep up with inflation. Veronica Buttigieg volunteers at a food bank in Essex and says there are often queues out of the door.
Totally run out. The first time in many, many months that we've completely run out. Every week we have people turn up who we've not seen before who need our help.
Meanwhile, the rate at which supermarket prices are rising has slowed again. Figures from Kantar also suggest the cost of a Christmas dinner for four is up by 1.3% compared with last year. And YouTuber Nella Rose has become the second contestant to be eliminated from I'm a Celebrity. Meanwhile, The Mirror claims ITV bosses are in despair at Nigel Farage because he's too boring. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to you, Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking out the window, looking a little bit bleak out there at the moment. Top temperature is going to be 7 degrees, light rain and a gentle breeze, and it will be overcast for most of the day. So hopefully by about 3 o'clock it should stop raining and it'll be dry right the way through till tomorrow. And then in the morning tomorrow there's quite a bit of mist around, so just be aware if you're up early and driving or walking about.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you on this Tuesday, chilly Tuesday morning? You got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the brilliant breakfast show. He'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again, as always. So you got me for the next 3 hours. No guests today, but tomorrow George Bone's going to be playing live in the studio, and that is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So I can't wait to see him tomorrow. He is he's part of my track of the year. Yesterday we did the album of the year. And I put loads of stuff up on socials. Steve Mortimer, Psalms from the Gutter, a brilliant album, a local singer-songwriter and producer. And my track of the year, which is going to be Beat Bakery, featuring George Bone, who's my guest tomorrow. And it's called One More Time. You've heard me play it on the show quite a lot. And, a fantastic group of guys they are, producing music, working with the likes of Milena and Susanna and loads of other people as well. So they're doing brilliantly. And they got on to BBC Introducing as well, so I had them first. I like to say that, I had them first. But a great track. And if you want to check out all the presenter picks, go to all the W's, phoenixfm.com, and you'll see the presenter picks from all the presenters here at Phoenix FM, their top album and also their top track of the year. And it might give you some ideas for some new music to listen to as well. Both of mine are independent artists. Other people have got some well-known people that you'll know, some famous people's album, blah blah blah, but you can check it all out. Go online and have a look. Oh, I've got my coffee. Very nice. I had a really nice afternoon yesterday. I went over to do some music and then ended up talking about politics with somebody who's got a degree in politics, so I didn't do that well. But no, we just generally, when you're sort of chatting about the world, it was really interesting. I really enjoyed myself yesterday. But we were talking a lot about music, so thanks very much to Joshua. But yeah, it was an interesting chat. I enjoyed that. And I also forgot that I hadn't had any lunch, which is not like me. I'm always, it gets to like 1 o'clock and I'm like, I've got to eat something. I always get... And I wasn't. I didn't get in until about 4:30 or 5:30. And was it 4:30? Oh, yeah, and I got a little bit lost again on the road because they shut part of the A12 and I was driving along. I don't know where I am. I ended up on the A13 in the end, which was lucky. But I always get a little bit confused because there's a road. I've done it before. On the A13, when you come... It's coming off the A130, I'm sure it is. There's a road that says Canvey Island and you follow it to Canvey, and in fact one or two times I've actually gone on to Canvey Island, and you know what it's like, you go on that road, you're like, no, and then you're stuck on it for about 10 minutes and then you have to turn around and come back. But it says Canvey, but it isn't. I don't know, I always get confused anyway, but I did manage to get home. It just took me a little bit longer than I thought it was going to take. It's nothing worse when you get round to the roundabout coming onto the A12 from on Chelmsford, and then suddenly you can't go on the road that you are meant to be going on, and then all sorts of panic. I'm trying to follow the signs as well, but that never works out, even though they're massive orange signs, and you think that I would be able to see them and go, oh, I can go this way, but no, it always goes a little bit wrong. So yes, that was my really nice afternoon, actually, talking music and listening to some tunes and all sorts of things. So little project set up for next year. So, yeah. Now, the question of the day. I'm just signing in to my Facebook page while I'm here. Taking a bit of time. I think I put in the wrong post. Yes, I have. Wrong postcode. That's because I can't see. I'll put my glasses on. I was just trying to sign into my account. I keep doing this. It's not going to... Yeah, I keep putting in the wrong password. It doesn't like me. But we do have a question of the day. I want to know if you've actually put up your Christmas decorations. We got them in the studio, but I just wondered if you've done them at home. And are you prepared? I spoke to somebody yesterday that's already unprepared. Somebody at the weekend I spoke to. I'm prepared for Christmas, got all my presents all done. And I just went, what? And then the other person said, yeah, I've only got one more lot of presents to buy. I haven't done anything. I haven't got my tree out, got my tree down for the loft, done nothing. Well, I put the tree up in here, which is nice, but otherwise I've done nothing. Nothing at all. So I need to rectify that. I bought a couple of little bits, but as I said, I keep buying stuff and going, yeah, I'll probably keep that for myself. And I always, at Christmas, end up with a box of stuff that I never gave as presents, but I've kept. And in fact, I think I've still got some presents from last year. That I never gave to anyone and I didn't use myself. I know, it's weird, isn't it? So I've got to be on a mission today to buy at least 4 presents and then get them ready, wrapped and done. So they'll be nice and dusty by Christmas Day. Which isn't long, we're in December now. Now it's just coming up to 10:08. Let's kick off with something a little bit bright and breezy. We got new music coming from T Green. Can't wait to play you that track. It's been number one in the USA dance chart, so well done to T. Here is McFadden and White House. Ain't no stopping us. Now I know the song, just not the people who are the writers, never mind. You can get in contact radio at phoenixfm.com, and you can also find me across on social media at Eat My Brunch. Send me a voice note, come and say hi.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirt together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now. Now we
know someone that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, we're gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no. We're moving, we're moving, yeah, yeah, I know. Moving, moving, moving.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I just have to say, I've not watched one episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I don't know what I've missed. I've heard all about, is it Nelly, I think her name is? I don't know. I've heard all about, was kind of, I think it's Nelly, is it Nelly or Nell? Seen a lot about her, but I think I saw one tiny snippet. I know that Frankie Dettori was in it. Didn't see that either. And Josie, Nigel. I don't know anybody else. I can't remember who else is in there. But I've not watched it. I've heard. And I'm a bit sad, actually, because I think it's meant to be quite a good series, isn't it? I mean, some of the series are so hilarious. And what makes me always laugh, really, is Ant and Dec. They just make me laugh. But I don't know what's been happening, because I've not watched it. It's really bad, actually, because I used to love watching kind of shows like that. And I don't... Yeah, you see, yesterday, I was watching a YouTuber... yesterday evening, and it's called pretend. I think it's something about, you know, whether food's pretentious or not, and they had some, they're like little jars, and they were pearls which look like caviar, but actually they are top quality olive oil. And I can't remember the, it's not personification, I think that's wrong, that's not the right word, it's something with cation at the end. And it makes them into spheres, and then they burst in your mouth, and it's really good quality olive oil. And they were saying, is it pretentious to do that? And and they were trying different foods and different beers, and in fact they tried a beer from Tesla as well, which was really interesting. And then they had, like, there was like a little presentation box, and it was I think it was Belgian beers, and they can only be made with certain things, Belgian beers, so it's got to be quite basic. And they tried the beers, and they were amazing. The Masarina box, beautiful glass, bottles, beautiful design, because they're Tesla. And they were, so the guy bought them, I think, for, he said, £89 for the box set. He said, and he went on, that's when they first came out, and now they're really rare, because they were only in limited edition. And now they're worth £400, and the two guys were sat there drinking the beer going, oh my God, we just drunk a couple hundred quid's worth of beer. But they said it tasted nice, but was it pretentious? And I think they decided that it possibly could be, but it was a collector's item. This is quite interesting, actually. They're all foodies, and it's new ingredients and things like that. I've never had real caviar. Do you know, the one thing I've never had is real caviar. And I wonder, because I like sort of cod, you know, when you get the stuff in the supermarkets and you can have it with Bellinis. And I quite like that. And it's quite, because I'm even salivating now, because it's quite salty. If you've got like a little Bellini with a bit of creme fraiche and then a bit of smoked salmon and then a tiny bit of, the fake caviar. It does, I quite like those with a little glass of wine. In fact, I think you can realise what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. But you can't buy that stuff. I used to be able to buy it in one of the supermarkets, and I can't find it anymore. But it was like the cheap stuff. It's called lumpfish, isn't it? But I wonder what it's like to have that proper, because I think when you have caviar, you have to have it with like a, it's like a bone spoon, don't you? You mustn't have it with a metal spoon. I wonder what it tastes like. And then you're meant to have a shot of vodka with it as well. There'll be somewhere in London to try it. you know. But I mean, you can't. I couldn't justify like some of the teaspoons of like, you know, of was it beluga caviar? Probably, I don't know. I'm going to look up the prices and then I'm going to shock myself because I was going to say maybe £100. I bet they cost more than that. I couldn't. Could you justify that? How much is that spoonful of just eating it? £100. Here is the wonderful Joby Fox, who was an amazing discovery this year, thanks to Joe on Drive Time. I really love him too. This is called I Love You, Joby Fox.
Here I am in the morning of a day to come. I something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain. You wanna be sure. I can't go on with this court no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. In a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. Now and forever, won't you be mine? Here I am.
Single track, and the only language that I speak, girl, is back. So once I give this game to you, I can't take it back. Hollering at catch you from a 1977 Monte Carlo. Hard act to follow. It's showtime, trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious. Let's get down to business. You and me together. Woo, that's something different. Ooh, come on.
I don't ask for much. I really don't, girl. I just want what's best.
Look here.
I'll break that fire and desire, baby.
All you gotta do is this.
All you gotta do is meet me halfway there.
I deserve to be with somebody as fly as me. Somebody this fly. And you deserve to be seen with somebody as fly as me. Somebody this fly.
Nah, for real, I'ma need y'all to understand. Let's get it. If you don't know what we talking about, I'ma have the whole band help me spell it out.
Track that is. That is Silk Sonic with Fly As Me. I will get my words out eventually. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I'll try for the new year. I'll try for the new year. I'm just not doing very well. I can't help myself. Right, let's have some brand new music. This is going to be a first play, and it is... let's have a little look. Where has he gone? Let me have a look and find where is he gone. Did I upload the song this morning or did I get it wrong? Here we go. Let me go through. There we go. I found it. I was a little bit panicked then. I thought I hadn't actually uploaded the song, but I have. Now, this is T Green. He is an Essex-based singer, although he's worked all over the world with some very, very well-known artist. He's a lovely guy. He's got the most amazing voice. I've met T on a number of occasions at different events. You probably might have even seen him yourself. He's a beautiful soul singer, absolutely amazing. And he's creating more music, and this was at the top of the USA dance charts this year. So he's done a great version, and the original, I'm not going to tell you who it is, the original writer of this tune said they really like it too, which is KC and the Sunshine Band, nevertheless. This is amazing. This is the first play. Here's T Green. It's called That's the Way I Like It. Isn't that fantastic? There's two versions of that, so I'm going to play the other version tomorrow, but I love that. That is Tea Green. That's the way I like it. And that was number one in the UK, USA dance charts. Well done.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. Now, lucky I didn't go on the M25 this morning. Slow traffic, M25 anti-clockwise from junction 29 of the A127 Romford to Basildon to junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood to Brook Street roundabout for a couple of miles before junction 29. So looking horrendous at the moment around that section. So avoid if you can. A1023 going on to Brook Street roundabout doesn't look too bad. And then getting onto the M25, although it might be slow traffic, just due to the congestion on the other side. Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy as you're heading up there at the moment. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the A129 Ray Road. That's at Hutton Place. Heading up from the M25, the Brook Street roundabout, up to the M11, it's quite clear once you get around the roundabout, but it's quite busy there, obviously trying to avoid that. A12, you've got speed restrictions, 40 mile an hour, which is between junction 13 and 16 in both directions while they do the repairs to the roads. There will be some nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. There was a closure yesterday when I came back from Chelmsford to get onto the A12, but there were some diversions in operation, so just be aware. Yeah, as I said yesterday when I came back, and I was like, no, what's happening? Who's listening out there? Is Martin, are you listening? Brigitte over in France, Francais, are you listening? And also Francesca, and good morning to Mrs. G as well, because I know they'll be listening. And also to Natasha. Mrs. Christmas, it's Father Christmas's wife. I've forgotten her name. She was at Chicken and Frog Bookshop. She always pops in there. And Father Christmas. You will see him about in Brentwood. He loves Brentwood. Always around in Brentwood at Christmas. And it's, you know, I know there's other parts of the world. He has to go everywhere, really. Maybe even into space. Who knows? Because he maybe even visits other planets. I've never thought about that before. But it could be. It could be something that he did. Or he does. But he's always spending time in Brentwood, Father Christmas. I think it's amazing. Must love us, probably more than any other county, Essex. Yeah, I would say so. Just coming up to 10:40, here's Mabel with Boyfriend. And remember, this week, Brentwood School have got their production of West Side Story. If you want tickets for that, it's between £10 and £15, and you'll find them online.
Looking for somebody, trying to kick it with somebody. I need a root boy to tell me something sweet. Same time, got his hands up on my body. I wanna get hot when you take it low, low. Make me feel strong when I'm taking control. I've been looking for my shawty, so come and get it if you got it. Looking for a man who could take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a big top while he running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy to turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like that nigga. I ain't looking for forever. I had so much stress from my ex to the next one. You better love me better. I need a bad boy that don't bring me drama. He ain't tryna run when they get the nana. Boy, you ready for the pleasure? And don't you know it's now or never? For a man who could take that heat. Want a boyfriend, but not too sweet. My baby got a big tough while he running that street. Is he ride or die? I've been looking so long for a guy to turn me on. I want a boyfriend, yeah, yeah. I want a boyfriend, yeah. I've been looking like dang, nigga, dang, 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 d
just had a little bit of an apology there. That did have a little bit of a swear word in it. Didn't realise, so do apologise. Removing that one from the system, just to notice that, so do apologise. Just coming up to 10:43, we've got some ads, and then we'll have a bit of a chat. And then we've got more fantastic new music coming up from Broken Bear with their version of Mad World, plus Katy Perry with Hot and Cold.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Cause you're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're
is Broken Bear and their version of Mad World. Madness, one of my favourite tracks, which I really only heard again when I sort of worked on Phoenix, is Embarrassment by, as I've said it before, I just, something about that track, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a good song. And I have met Suggs a few times when I used to run a studio in London. He was always really pleasant, very nice. He used to come in to see my mate Gripper. He used to work for me. I know him, still know him. And it's when you look at some of the people that work for you and they started to look older, that you go, oh my God, what do I look like? In fact, Nigel's in today and he said, your hair's a fire. I went, yes, I slept with toner on my hair. You know, yesterday I said to you, I basically fell asleep in the bath with toner on my hair, just to take the yellowness out of my blonde, and now my hair is just grey, which wasn't the look I was going for, but never mind. No, at least Nigel noticed it. You can check Nigel's show out here on over the weekend on a Sunday. And yeah. It's always a good show. Anyway, moving on. So, Madness have got a brand new album out, and this is called C'est La Vie, and I'm going to play it for you now.
At 5 to 8, no time to waste, it will not wait. A lay-in that was yesterday, up a matter into the fray. There'll be no time to catch your breath, the enemy of life is dead. So sweep the hallway, mop the wall, your destiny's about to cool. Legislation's
in the bag. Justice, a toothless old hat. It's every man now on his own. It's all for one. You better run and stand up tall against the wall. And one by one you all shall fall. And though you try to get back home, your cupboard's bare without a bone. C'est comme c'est quoi.
There is Myla V with Mistakes. Just coming up to nearly coming up to the 11 o'clock news. Let's have a look and see what's happening for the rest of the day here on Phoenix FM. Right, coming up after me, and you'll be here in the next hour or two. And then we'll have a little chat, because we do like our chats with Scott Ross. He's going to be here with 1, 2, 3. And then at 3 o'clock, you've got Joe Bailey bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, and guess the intro. The show that goes something like this with Ben Simmons is an unpredictable show with crazy themes, awesome music, and loads of interactivity. Then, let's call that person doesn't work here. Synth City, new wave and electronic music with the wonderful Rob Harvey. Then you've got the playlist taking you back through till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, loads more coming up here on Phoenix FM. Go to all the W's, phoenixfm.com, and check out the website. Plus, there's loads of fantastic interviews and lots of news stories for you to check out locally as well. Right, we're going to head over to the headline news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.